Matthew chapter 20. Today we're going to be looking at the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus gave many parables to parables always taught of a spiritual truth. Meaning, however he states it, no matter, it might not be exactly the same, but the parables teach spiritual truths, amen? And this morning we're going to look at one of these parables. It's Matthew chapter 20 and verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out and abode the third hour, went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And they said unto him, and he said unto them, Go ye there into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all day idle? And they saith unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when it was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired at the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed they should receive more, and likewise received every man a penny. And when he received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, The last brought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal to us, which have borne the burden in the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that is thine, and go thy way. I give unto the last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is thine eye evil, because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. For many be called, but few be chosen. Amen. This morning I'll be ministering on a simple subject, and I won't be ministering too long, I don't believe. Penny for paradise.
All right.
Paradise for a penny. In this story, we find that men would come, and they would gather themselves in the marketplace early in the morning, so that they could find jobs, so they could receive money to receive a day's wage. I don't know, if it doesn't matter if you're saved or unsaved, we were all made to work. Everybody was made to work. And we can either find ourselves working for God, or we can find ourselves working for the devil. We can find ourselves servants, laborers of sin, or we can find ourselves laborers of the Lord, amen. And in this parable, we see that God comes to where we are. He is the husband. He is the husbandman in this scripture. He has the vineyard. He has the wealth. He has the possession. He has the ability and the finances to give to others.
Amen.
So he goes to find laborers. He goes to employ people. He gives people an opportunity to work for him. So the scripture says, Early in the morning, he went out to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he agreed with the laborers, he made a financial transaction. He said, If you work for me, I'm going to give you this pay. If you work for me, I'm going to give you this pay. Let me tell you something. If you work for Christ, paradise is your payday. If you work for Christ, heaven is your reward. If you work for Christ, everlasting life shall be yours. Paradise for a penny. So God went out to the marketplace. And he said, You know what? I have a great vineyard. And I need some people to work for me. So I'm going to take all that are here that want to work. And here's what I'm going to pay you. It doesn't say that he left any behind. Amen?
Amen.
Doesn't say he left anybody there. But he took them all into his vineyard. And it says, when he agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard, and he went out about the third hour. Sometimes people sleep. Might not have been the early ones there, because the first time we don't realize that he left anybody back. But it says, the Lord goes out to the marketplace several times. each time allowing more and more laborers to work. He said, if you come after me, I will no wise cast you out, do you not? Any man that cometh unto me, I will no wise cast out, Jesus said. And at the end of the day, payment is given. God is good, and he gave them all the same, the first and the last, amen. Amen. Don't ever think, as a Christian, that God owes you anything. You see, we have anything, we owe God our lives, we owe him everything. But God gives to us out of his grace, amen, and out of his mercy. He didn't have to pay us. But because he is able, because he wants us to receive, he gives us things. But don't ever think that you've worked so much for Jesus that God owes you something.
That's right.
Don't ever get in that mentality. You might have gotten saved at the first hour. The first time Jesus came to your life, you readily accepted the gospel, and you might have been saved at the ripe old age of 8. But don't think that because you got saved at 8 and someone gets saved at 65 that God owes you more.
That's right.
He doesn't owe you anything more. He can give to those that come in at the very end the same as he gives those that came in at the first call. But what I want you to learn is God keeps going out. He goes at the first. He goes at the second. He goes at the third, ninth, sixth, 11th hour. While you are alive,
amen,
he will not stop coming to ask you to come in. But the 12th hour, the day is done. Your life's over.
Yeah.
Understand this. God can save you at 1, 2, 99, or 105. He will keep knocking. He'll keep saying and seeing that we are in need of employment. Amen.
Amen.
He'll come to you at the 9th, 6th, 11th, and so on and so forth. God gives us a purpose.
Amen.
While we were standing idle, I got to pay my bills, but don't have no job. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? No one wants to hire me. Doobity-doo. We had nothing to do but waste away. Idle hands are the devil's hands. If you sit at home and have no responsibility and have no job and have no employment, you will have plenty of time to do the devil's work.
Amen.
You can get to hell being idle, but to get to heaven, you've got to work.
Amen.
You can go to hell while not doing anything with your whole life. I'm idle, let me just lust a little. I see all these thighs, saw that girl walk by the marketplace, she looks so good. Idle hands, those that just want to be flagrantly lazy and unuseful, unprofitable, can go straight to hell. But we learn that to go to heaven, you have to work for God. You have to be in his kingdom. You have to be his servant, amen. God gives us a purpose. While we were standing idle doing nothing all the day, we were doing nothing but wasting our times and lives. Men were made for work, the Bible says, Romans 6 and 19. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh, for ye have yielded your members as servants to do uncleanliness and to do iniquity unto iniquity, sinning and sinning. Even now so yield your members as servants to righteousness and to holiness. God will hire you to dress his vineyard. Satan will hire you to feed pigs. God will hire you in a job that gives you benefits, joy unspeakable, full of grace and mercy, life more abundant. Satan will give you misery. He'll destroy you. He'll take away what you thought you had. That's just how his benefits roll.
Amen.
But we learn that God is a good employer. He doesn't call us to do pitiful work. He's given us the commission as the church to be able to go out and say to someone, you're dead, but through Christ you can live.
Amen.
He's given us the job to say to the lost, I see your loss. I've got directions. Amen.
Amen.
You see, God has given us good work. He doesn't have us working with the pigs. He doesn't have us in sloth. He doesn't have us out on the street begging for bread, because I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Or God's seed begging for bread. When you take the call, when you take the employment, that pay is enough.
Amen.
It's enough.
Hallelujah.
The day. These men were hired for one day. Your life is one day. employment. You see, if the 11th hour comes, and the 12th hour comes, and the work that God has given you doesn't get done, it's not done for eternity. You have now, in this present age, time to give the Lord all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your strength, all of your spirit. When you close your eyes and don't open them again, you can't go to God saying, I was going to do it tomorrow. I was going to finish the work that you called me to do. You have to work now. This is your day. Look at the sign. The 11th hour is near. It's almost over. We can't put off. We can't be idle. We need to be stirred. God has got pity.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He's got life.
Amen.
He's got mercy. He's got grace.
Amen.
He has a mansion. But we have to get the keys. And sometimes it takes a little effort to follow Jesus. But you've got to look to Jesus and look away from this world and realize you've got but one day. I'm not going to waste it on this world. I'm not going to waste my life on these foolish things. God has given me but one day to work. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? God gives us a purpose. He says in Joshua, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God calls us to work for a reason.
Amen.
So that someday he might call us to retire. Just as he went out to bring the laborers in, he also said to his, how does the scripture say it? He also said to his steward, hey Jesus! Hey Jesus! Hey Jesus! Their day's over! It's time to call them in! Tell them it's time to retire! Put the pitchforks down! Put it all down! It's time for them to retire so they can receive their reward! So they can receive their pay. Just as God calls us to work, he calls us out so that we might receive whatsoever is right. And note the scripture says, work for me, and I'll give you whatsoever seemeth right. We have but a day to work compared to eternity.
Hallelujah.
Think it through. Eternity. No beginning, no end, forever. 90 years for forever. Some don't even see 90. Some don't see 20. It's such a small sacrifice to give your life to God. What if God could get it through our heads, what eternity is, what he has in store for us, if we can finally understand that it's not even entered into the hearts of man what God has in store for them with belief, then when it comes to denying this world, and when it comes to giving up everything for Jesus, it wouldn't even be a hard thing to do. For the glory that was set before Christ, he endured the cross, meaning God said, Jesus, you go, and here's what I'm going to give you. Here you die, and you give your life, and here's why you're to give it. Because of these people being saved. For God, Jesus, knew that what would happen because of his sacrifice.
Amen.
Do you even have any idea what God can do if you'll give your life as a willing sacrifice to him? Amen. Your family members that are lost will be there. The people that don't know Christ that you want to be saved, they'll be there because you want to lay down your life. And when you lay down your life, you have no problem witnessing. You can tell a person how it is. You see, I know you're my natural sister, but you've got a spirit of homosexuality. And you know what? I know you might not like me telling you this, but there's a God in heaven who can set you free. And because I've laid down my life, you can cuss me. You can curse me because it's the glory of God that will save your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if y'all are getting it this morning.
All right.
But understand this. The reward is greater than the work. The reward is work.
Hallelujah.
It's but a day.
Hallelujah.
It's but a day. It's but a day. He's not asking you to live and die like Jesus had to. Jesus died and he lives forevermore. But his work was finished. Once it happened, Jesus is now sitting at the throne at the right hand of the Father.
Hallelujah.
We have but a day.
But a day.
But a day to work. We must work the works of him that sent us into the world. It is a short time. The reward is for eternity. The work is for the day. Man is said to accomplish as a hireling. Job 14:6. Turn from him that he may rest, till he shall accomplish as a hireling in his day. Knowing that our work is but for a day, we should work all the harder. When we see the night coming, when we see the signs of his coming, when we see our life is about ready to leave, and we see our life is about to come to an end, it ought to provoke you to work all the more. It ought to provoke you to get all the more busy, because you know you don't have too much time, too much left on your time card. You don't have too much time left when you see the hour. The work is but for a day. Think of your life. How old are we?
Hallelujah.
It's gone by so quick.
Hallelujah.
How old are you?
Me.
How old are you?
38.
Went by so quick. Half life's over. But a day. You're halfway through. What you gonna do? Halfway through. Life is, we are not going to live forever, amen. I'm glad we don't live forever in this body. I'm glad that the corruptibles will put on incorruption. I'm glad that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth and a new name and a new body.
Amen.
But the time is drawing near. I'm 28, I think. And if God gives me to 30, my hour's almost done. We don't know.
Hallelujah.
We don't know when God is going to call us away. So why play the foolish game? Well, I know it's God's character to come as the first hour. Yeah, that ministry told me about Jesus. Man, I'm a homeboy, man. I ain't ready to be committed to Jesus. I ain't ready to go down that path, you know. I like everything in this world. I don't want to be no hypocrite. I don't want to serve God yet, because I'm not ready to give my life to him, because, you know, if I give my life to Jesus, then I can't have all these girlfriends, and I can't do this, and don't think of what you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Think of what you can.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You can be an overcomer.
Hallelujah.
You can be forgiven. You can be a city set up on a hill. You can be the light of this world. You can be the king's kid. You can be an everlasting life. You see, so many times the devil gets you thinking what you can't.
Well, if you get saved, you can't, you know that, you know those two girls you got? You know, God take them away from you.
Think of what you can, amen. You see, night comes quickly. I think of the news, Bernie Mac. He didn't know his life was coming to an end. This woman whose family and little 7-year-old boy murdered. They didn't know their life was coming to an end. The scripture says that if you knew what time the thief would come, you would have guarded up your house so that you would not have been broken into. You don't know. Don't play a chance with your life.
Amen.
Don't play that game of roulette. You don't know what God is going to call you home. You can walk out here in the street, get hit by a car, it's over. You've got to take the penny and get to work.
All right.
You've got to take what God offers. He says, you know what? I'm going to offer you one thing. I'm going to offer you one way. I'm going to give you one truth, one life, one baptism, one Savior. His name is Jesus. Take him or leave him. You're not getting a second chance. There's not going to be another Savior. Though he is long-suffering, willing that none should perish, but all have everlasting life. He's come at the first hour. I don't believe that people are here. This is the first time you're hearing the gospel. This might be the second, third, 500th time. You don't know when it's going to end.
Well,
after the 11th hour, when the day is done, God didn't come back out. Because it's over. It's over. This should quicken us. And to make us more diligent in our work.
Now,
the little time to work in, the night is coming on when no man can work. And if our work be undone, when our day is done, it's undone forever.
Hallelujah.
This should encourage us when we go through hardships and difficulties, that we understand it's just a day, amen. The approaching shadow and all this is coming. But God will bring us the reward of our work. In Job 7:2 it says, a servant earnestly desireth the shadow as a hiring look for the reward of his work. For those of you who've been saved a long time, been fighting a lot of battles, you're looking for the shadow to come. You're looking for God to take you home. Because you've worked the full day. You see the murmurs of the people in the scripture, how we worked in the heat of the sun. We worked when there was persecution. We worked when it wasn't easy. But now these people are coming in the 11th hour, the sun's going down, and you're going to give them a penny? Understand again, God doesn't owe you anything.
Amen.
Right.
If you worked for him 20 years, that's 20 years you weren't working for the devil. That's 20 years you weren't bound to sin. That's the benefit for working for the Lord sooner than later. You have all those years of freedom. You have all those years of liberty. But here's the truth. Sometimes those that come in last get more done than those that have been there the whole time.
Yeah.
What are you saying? You see, almost the entirety of the New Testament was written by Paul.
Amen.
Paul wasn't one of the 12. Paul wasn't one of the original disciples. He didn't sit at the Lord's Supper. He didn't hear all the wonderful sermons. But guess what? God gave the gospel revelation to someone that came last, and he preached the cross, he preached deliverance, he preached in Christ alone. It wasn't revealed to the ones that came first. It had to take one who was alive, and one that was excited, one that had just been saved, to go tell everybody. Guess what? The one you crucified, that's the one that's the Savior. The one that you were persecuting, the one that you had put on the cross, he's the same one that is standing right now. When Stephen saw him, Jesus wasn't dead, he was alive. He said, I saw him sitting at the right hand of the Father. I wasn't there to hear all this sermon, but he saved me on the Damascus Road. There was a light from heaven. I fell to the ground. I was blind for a couple of days, but now I can see. I want you to get it. You might just have got saved. I might have been saved for 100 years, but God will put the fire up underneath your butt that you can't sit down for TV, that you got to run and knock on doors. Say, guess what? The King is coming. Guess what? He's not the way, but Jesus is. You can't get there by self-help. You can't get there by any other way. Behold, there is a door. Behold, there is the one. Behold, there is the King. I don't know if you understand it, but Jesus Christ's penny is all I need.
Hallelujah.
It's all I need.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I feel
amen.
Like old preacher friend of mine, Brother Larson. I'm preaching better than you, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Not everyone works for the same amount of time. Others were hired into the vineyard in old age, at the 11th hour, when the day of life was far spent. But there is but 1 hour of the 12 remaining. God can save anyone at any age. Sometimes those that are converted later in their lives outstrip those that are converted earlier. Paul, he was one born out of the due time, yet not behind of the chiefest apostles, amen.
Amen.
You see, when Jesus died, who was the first to the sepulcher?
Mary.
Mary was, but there were two disciples that ran, weren't there? Who made it first? John made it first. But Peter was the first to make it in. John got there. Woo! I ran to Peter. But Peter had the courage to enter in. You see, it takes courage to take a penny and leave what the world has to offer. You know, a penny was a full day's wage. If God gave us the wage that we were due for our true works, it'd be nothing but death. But because of His grace, because of His mercy, He replaces an old wicked nature with something that is pure. God will hire anyone. You don't have to be young and buck, strong. God doesn't care about your ability. He didn't go picking through the laborers saying, you look strong, you can bend over, you can do lots of good work for me. He just took them as they were.
As they were.
Just come on in. I'm going to give you a penny. I'm pretty sure that penny was the biggest pay around. We don't know what the other people were getting hired in. They got, might have hired in that little half a penny or whatever they called it. But there is hope for old sinners. For if in sincerity we turn to God, they will always be accepted. But don't wait till it's too late. The time now is to repent, the scripture says. Perhaps you were off the gospel when you were 12, 29, 49, or so on. If you were to die right now, you can't tell God that you weren't offered.
That's right.
Now is the time to give the Lord your life. If we hear Him, we must come. Our days are numbered. But when the evening came, when we receive our pay, evening is coming.
Amen.
Where God will render unto each according to His works. We won't see heaven until our life is ended. Ministers, pastors, evangelists, we call people in the vineyard to do work, and death calls us out from that work. If we receive a penny, that's enough, amen. Many Christians only want pay. I'm only serving God because of what God does for me.
Amen.
And if God don't do it for me, I'm not doing it for God. Many people have that mentality that are in the body of Christ. Well, the Lord, He ain't done nothing for me for a long time. I'm going to get lazy on my work. There's a parable for that. Blessed is the servant when his master comes, he finds the servant doing what is right. All they say to themselves, our master tarries, and they become drunken, and become lazy, and teach their fellow servants. The Bible says that he'll award, the Lord of the house will reward them with their portion of the disbelievers, unbelievers. You see, Jesus is coming. That's a fact. It's written in stone. But don't ever think for a minute that because He's not going for you right now, that gives you a right to break anything with God.
Amen.
If God's not doing for you, and that's never true because He's always working, He's always interceding, but it might not seem like that.
Amen.
We need to understand to not get slack. It's so easy in this world to get slack and to let the fire be dampened down and to let sin have entrances back into our life. But if you keep in mind, a man works for a day. Just a day. Your life is that day. One long or little shift, however many years God decides to give you. Some don't even get a minute. Amen. Many are called and few are chosen. God makes a general call to everybody. That's what happened at that hell escape the other day. Jesus at the end, or a person playing Jesus. He made a general call. But then you had to choose the door. You have to make that choice. God gives a general call. Not everybody's going to be the chief apostle. Not everybody's going to be a Peter, James, or John. Many are called. Few are given the anointing to do some things. But understand this. The last shall be first. John was quicker. Peter got there last. But he was the first to enter in and see that Jesus was risen.
Amen.
and penny for paradise. God is calling you today. If you're out in the marketplace and it's the 11th hour, he's saying this: come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen. I'd like you all to stand this morning. And if there are those here that...
If America needs anything, it needs the breath of God to blow fresh again.
There are those that are here us. That have worship been at the marketplace.
On you.
And you've seen the
breathe
husbandman come so many times and offer employment. Say, come to my vineyard and work for me. If you've not accepted the Lord at this time, I'd ask that you give your life to him. Because the bottom line is, we can't make it without Jesus. Receive your penny this morning if you've not already. You may come if you need salvation. I hope everybody gets saved. But if you're not, this is no greater time than today. We don't know what tomorrow has in store for us. We don't know if we're going to be able to make it tomorrow. But the Lord is calling you today to simply believe. There's a prayer I'd like to read. Simple. Disturb us, O Lord, when we are too well pleased with ourselves, when our dreams have only come true because we dream too little, when we arrive safely only because we fail to the resource, when our desires to build on this earth, and when we lost the vision for our new heaven.